For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
You're watching a Highwire Media podcast. Our episode starts on July 21st, 2018 in Los Angeles, California. 28-year-old man named Gene Evan Atkins was living with his 17-year-old girlfriend at his 78-year-old grandmother's house. His grandmother's name was Mary Madison. Gene had been living with his grandmother Mary since he was 7 years old. But as he grew up and decided to bring his young girlfriend over to crash as well, tensions between the grandma and grandson began to rise. Gene had recently lost his job and both of his cars. He had told people that he assumed he was either going to die or go to jail soon, which, keep in mind, he was only 28 years old, so needless to say, he had no hope for himself. Life was not going well for Gene, and the tension between him and his grandmother was only getting worse. According to Gene's cousin, Gene had previously slashed the tires on his grandmother's car and broke the windows in the house, the same house he had been living in since he was 7 years old. Their fighting had escalated to this point. We're going to take a quick break from this episode, and I'd like to discuss my sponsor, NordVPN. The service that keeps me confident and secure every time I go online. If you're not familiar, a VPN stands for Virtual Private Network, and NordVPN is one of the best out there for keeping your browsing activity under wraps. Why do I use NordVPN? First, it gives me total online privacy. When you connect NordVPN servers, all your internet data is encrypted. That means snoopers, advertisers, and even your internet provider can't see your personal info or track your digital footprints. It's like having an invisible cloak for your online life. Second, NordVPN is awesome for unblocking geo-restricted content. Love streaming sports from overseas or catching up on that show that isn't available in your country yet? Just open NordVPN, pick a server from one of their thousands of locations worldwide, and boom, you'll have access to content you couldn't see before. Plus, with speeds faster than ever, you can stream in high definition without those pesky buffering interruptions. Now let's talk simplicity. NordVPN's app is super user-friendly. Whether you're on a phone, laptop, or tablet, you can connect with just one click. And if you ever get stuck, their customer support is there 24/7. Another big highlight, NordVPN has a no-logs policy, which means they never track or store your data. Your digital world stays yours alone. Lastly, if you travel often like me, NordVPN really comes in handy. Whether you're on public Wi-Fi at airports, hotels, or coffee shops, your data is always at risk. But with NordVPN, you can safeguard your connection and keep hackers at bay. No more worrying about whether your coffee shop Wi-Fi is safe. So if you're serious about protecting your privacy, accessing global content, and just having peace of mind online, NordVPN is the way to go. Give it a try, and I promise you'll wonder why you waited so long. Hit the link in the description to learn more and grab a special deal. Stay safe out there. Happy browsing with NordVPN. Now let's get back to the rest of our episode.
On this specific Saturday, July 21st, 2018, in sunny Los Angeles, Gene and Grandma Mary were in another argument. This time it was about Gene's underage girlfriend living at the house. Now keep in mind, the girlfriend was 17. Their relationship was technically illegal. Grandma Mary no longer wanted the girlfriend living there. She told Gene, "Go get a job. You're just sitting in your room all day with a 17-year-old girl. You're 28. Do something with your life." The tension had finally hit a breaking point. At around 1:30 p.m. on July 21st, as the fighting escalated, Gene grabbed a gun that he had been keeping under his pillow in his bedroom. He shot both his grandmother Mary and his underage girlfriend. Now, we're not going to be saying his girlfriend's name because she was a minor at the time of the incident and has chosen not to be identified. After shooting both women in his life, Gene eventually moved his injured girlfriend into his grandma's car, leaving Grandma Mary there to die after putting 7 bullets into her. He immediately left the scene with his injured girlfriend. Several neighbors had already called the police after hearing the gunshots. So while he's still at the house, LAPD had already been dispatched. Before Gene could even leave, police were already on their way. Once he did pull away, it wasn't long before he was spotted. LAPD had dispatched a helicopter to look for him. They quickly found him because neighbors had reported exactly what car he was driving. His grandmother's car. And the police chase began. LAPD quickly caught up with Gene, but after just shooting the most important people in his life, Gene was not in the mindset to pull over and surrender. Police chase quickly ensued right through downtown Los Angeles on a Saturday in the middle of summer. So imagine how busy it was as this police chase was happening. And of course, if you're watching on YouTube, we're inserting footage from the dash cams of the police cars and media coverage of the chase so you can see exactly what we're talking about. As soon as there is a police chase in LA, every media outlet is there. Helicopters with cameras, news stations reporting live, everything. The chase lasted nearly 15 minutes. Gene was weaving recklessly in and out of traffic, putting countless lives in danger. At one point during the chase, Gene even tried to carjack a family at a gas station. During the police chase, the family was just visiting the area, but they couldn't find their keys in time to give to Gene. So with sirens getting closer, he gave up and just got back into his grandma's car. At around 3:30 p.m., Gene, who had been shooting out the back windshield at police during the chase, crashed his grandmother's Toyota into a power pole in the city of Silver Lake. I don't think he was shooting a ton during the chase. It was right before he crashed that he turned around and started shooting at police. Now, the power pole he crashed into was right in front of a Trader Joe's supermarket. This particular Trader Joe's was located on a Hyperion Avenue, so for anyone in LA, that's the exact location. Immediately after the crash, police surrounded Gene's car. And keep in mind, this is happening at the corner of a major intersection. Traffic had completely stopped. People were outside, some were just stunned, standing there trying to process what was going on. Then, a brief moment of silence before chaos erupted. Gene flung his car door open and jumped out. His injured girlfriend remained inside. Gene was holding the same handgun he had used to shoot his grandma and girlfriend. As soon as he got out of the car, he immediately turned towards police and fired. While still shooting, he ran towards the entrance of Trader Joe's. He was firing behind him at the officers as he sprinted into the store. Now picture this. It's a Saturday in LA in the middle of the summer. There were at least 40 to 50 people inside Trader Joe's at the time. At this moment, the police were unable to return fire because there were too many civilians in the way. So on the police body cam footage, you can hear officers yelling, don't shoot, civilians. But some officers do fire back, and we'll get into why that becomes very important later. Inside the store, dozens of unsuspecting shoppers have no idea what was happening. They were just going about their normal day, shopping, grabbing their groceries, checking out at the registers, when they suddenly heard a loud screeching sound, a massive crash, and then gunshots. People froze. Within seconds, panic set in. People screamed. Others dropped to the ground. Some ran. Everyone was confused. Everyone was terrified. Then someone inside the store yelled, "The gunman is in the store!" At this moment, I think the scariest part is that nobody inside the store knew what was going on. They had no idea that this was a police chase. They had no idea that this guy had just crashed his car and ran inside. All they knew was that the gunfire had erupted. And now, there was an armed man inside the store with him. And I hate to say it, but in today's world, we all know what that means. I think for most people inside, the immediate...
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone. Which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
The thought was, this is an active shooter situation. Among the innocent shoppers inside Trader Joe's that day were Lynn Westhofer, a promotion producer for CBS, Arna Jean Village, apologies for butchering these names, a student and model, and Corey Page, an environmental associate for the Walt Disney Company, and Mary Linda Moss, an art consultant. Mary Linda had been standing between two counters near the front of the store when Jean stormed inside. She was completely exposed. The counters were low, so even though she tried to duck down, Jean could still see her. Lynn was towards the back of the store. She couldn't see the gunman, but she could hear the Mary Linda had been standing between two counters near the front of the store when Jean stormed inside. She was completely exposed. The counters were low, so even though she tried to duck down, Jean could still see her. Lynn was toward the back of the store. She couldn't see the gunman, but she could hear the commotion up front. She was frozen in fear. Right next to her was Arda, who did something pretty interesting. She actually took out her phone and started taking pictures of the scene. She said she hoped that if she survived, her pictures could help with the investigation later. And we'll be uploading those pictures to social media so you guys can see exactly what was happening inside. Meanwhile, Corey, who was also toward the back, found himself crammed into a small closet. The door was made of glass, but at least it was some kind of shelter. And here's the craziest part. 21 other people were packed into that closet with him. Corey, like Arda, also took out his phone and snapped photos of their hiding spot. He and the others knew they were sitting ducks in there, but at the same time, what were they supposed to do? Run? Back up front, Mary Linda, who was now face to face with the gunman, noticed something. His left arm was severely injured. He had been shot. Yep, he was bleeding badly. His left arm pretty much useless at this point, and was only holding his gun in his right hand. That's when something really strange happened. Jean looked directly at Mary Linda and for the first time spoke. He told her, "Come over here and massage my hand. It hurts." Mary Linda, terrified and unsure of what to do, decided to listen. She slowly walked over to him and began massaging the gunman's hand. But here's the thing. She later said she wasn't doing it just because she asked. She was doing it to calm him down. She wanted to keep him from losing control. And you know what? It worked. At that moment, Jean started to become a little more cooperative. But he still had the gun, and the situation was far from over. As Mary Linda continued to massage Jean's hand, she noticed something. He was beginning to shake. He was sweating. His expression went blank. She realized he was going into shock. His wound was serious, and he was losing a lot of blood. At this point, Mary Linda tried something else. She asked him, "You want me to get you a jacket? You're shivering." Jean nodded. So she got up and walked toward one of the store aisles to grab a jacket. But as she did, she saw something horrifying. Behind the manager's desk, lying on the floor, was a woman. At first, Mary Linda thought she was just taking cover. But then she noticed a pool of blood surrounding her. It was Millie Corrado, the store manager, and she had been shot. Mary Linda rushed back to Jean and calmly told him, "There's a woman back there. She's hurt. Can we get her help?" Jean's response, "That was the cops. They shot her, not me." But Mary Linda didn't argue. She simply said, "That's okay. She still needs help." Surprisingly, Jean agreed. So a Trader Joe's employee carried Millie outside. And this was a huge moment, as it was the first time since Jean entered the store that the doors had opened. Outside, Millie was rushed to first responders. But tragically, it was too late. She died shortly after being carried out. She was 27 years old. She had actually run outside when she heard the crash, thinking she was going to help someone who had been in a car accident. She had no idea she was running straight into the crossfire. She was hit by a police bullet as she was trying to help. Meanwhile, back inside the store, Jean's phone rang. It was the police. They were finally making contact with him. They told him that his grandmother was still alive, but somehow, she survived. At this moment, Jean softened. He told police, "If you let me talk to my girlfriend on the phone, I'll surrender." Then, he hung up. And this is when he did something chilling. He stood up, looked around the store, and yelled, "How many people are in here? Everyone, come up front now." As Jean walked around, he started finding people who were still hiding. One by one, he forced them to come up front. In total, he rounded up 13 hostages. Lynn and Arda, who had been hiding in the back, were among them. And when they got to the front, they saw something shocking. Mary Linda was still massaging Jean's hand. They couldn't understand why she was interacting with him, but later they realized she was keeping him calm. She was de-escalating the situation, and she was saving their lives. At this point, Gene turned to Mary Linda and said, "You don't know what I did this morning." Mary Linda didn't hesitate. She looked him in the eyes and said, "It doesn't matter, you have a good heart." Then he said something heartbreaking. "I wish I had met you earlier. I really just needed someone to talk to." This moment was huge because for the first time, it felt like Gene was beginning to surrender. Outside, the SWAT team had now set up snipers on nearby buildings. At one point, Gene looked through the window and spotted a sniper. He freaked out. "Why is that guy up there? Why does he have a gun?" He turned to the police on the phone and started yelling, "Get that guy off the roof or I'll kill someone." Then he started counting down. 5, 4, 3, 2. And at the last second, a SWAT officer ran up, tapped the sniper on the shoulder, signaling him to move. The hostages were shaking. They couldn't believe how close they had just come to losing one of their own. Gene then asked for handcuffs. He told the police, "If you send in handcuffs, I'll cuff myself out, or I'll cuff myself and walk out. That way you won't shoot me." So a Trader Joe's employee unlocked the door, and a hostage stood in the doorway waiting for the police to toss the handcuffs in. But instead of throwing them in, the police started yelling at the hostage, "Come out, run, we'll protect you." But the hostage refused. "I'm not leaving them in there. Just throw me the cuffs." Finally, after a long standoff, the police threw the cuffs inside. Gene looked at Mary Linda and said, "My life is over." But Mary Linda told him, "Your life isn't over. You can still turn things around." Then she looked at the other hostages and said, "We'll walk out with them. You won't be alone." And that's exactly what they did. Mary Linda and the remaining hostages formed a barricade around Gene and they walked out together. The second they stepped outside, SWAT rushed in and arrested him. No shots were fired. It was over. It took 15 more minutes before police found the 21 people still hiding in the closet. They had no idea that Gene had already been arrested. They were finally freed. The hostage situation had lasted 3 hours. Tragically, one person lost their life. Nellie Corrado. Gene Atkins was charged with 51 felonies, including attempted murder, kidnapping, the murder of Nellie Corrado, even though it was a police bullet that killed her. Mary Madison, his grandmother, survived, despite being shot 7 times. The hostages, they still meet regularly to heal and bond over the trauma they experienced together. And that's the Trader Joe's hostage crisis from 2018. You want to see footage from the police chase, the standoff, and the hostage situation? Check out our YouTube video. As always, thank you so much for listening and watching. If you want to support the channel, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. As always, your support helps the channel grow, upgrade our equipment, bring in new hosts, be able to pay them, and take this show on the road. As always, we'll see you next time.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.